Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christmas Eve comes from the second chapter of Luke, paying special attention to verse 19. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. This is God's word. This is the hour for pondering, the time and the place for pondering this Christmas Eve. And what a great word, ponder. When you read it, it almost looks like wonder. It also almost looks like the word pound, which is appropriate because ponder comes from the Latin word pondus, meaning a weight. To ponder then means to weigh something, to hold it, to feel it, to measure it, to wonder about it. So it is that we hear every year in Luke's Christmas account, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She had many things to hold, to feel, and to weigh, didn't she? Beginning with the day of the angel. That's what she could have called it, that day that she sat tending the fire, stirring the pot, when suddenly he stood in front of her. Strong and sure, with a voice that seemed to shake the very foundations of her tiny home. "Greetings, you who are highly favored," he said. I don't know that she felt very favored. Frightened, maybe. Intimidated, yes. But favored? She shook as though it was the coldest winter day. But he spoke again. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." Mary shivered as she remembered what the angel had said about her son. "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." She remembered the confusion. "How can this be? I have no husband yet." And the announcement of God stirring in her, and the words, "Nothing is impossible with God." She whispered, "May it be to me as you have said." And then there was no angel in her room anymore, just her humble home, but a new life was on the way. Did Mary ponder Elizabeth? Old Elizabeth, her kinswoman, with her gray hair pulled tight away from her large brown eyes, her happy face. When they met and Mary saw the rounded belly of Elizabeth under her coarse robe, she clasped a hand over her mouth to stifle a laugh. But when Elizabeth saw her stifling her giggles, she burst into laughter and the two of them embraced, with tears running down their cheeks. There they were, both pregnant, a girl, barely a woman, and a six-month pregnant senior citizen. "Whoops," Elizabeth gasped. "He kicked. My John, he kicked just now. Blessed are you among women, my cousin, and blessed is the child you will bear." And they laughed again until Mary could only sing, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." And those days and those months spent with a woman who could uniquely identify with her and understand her situation were warm and peaceful as that child grew within her. Then Mary pondered a heavier memory. Her eyebrows drew together as she remembered the shock, the anger, the confusion when she croaked out her story while Joseph remained silent. Normally he was a quiet man, but now his silence was dark, close to dangerous even. He left her in angry silence. But when he returned the next day, he smiled and held her, and they were together. Something had happened, and Mary remembered. Nothing is impossible with God. That's what the angel had said. Then there was the journey. She wasn't sure why she had to go. It would have been enough for Joseph to have gone, but he insisted, and later on, she would understand it had to be in Bethlehem. But at the time, all she knew was a long, hard road, and then there was no room, and the crowds, the chaos, she was being pushed and jostled. Then there finally was a place for them, a cattle stall. She relives the smells, the animals, the sweetness of the hay, the warmth of Joseph's body as he stayed close, and then the contractions, a twinge at first, then heavier until her body felt like it would be torn apart, and she remembered Joseph standing over her, encouraging, and finally, a cry in the night, and the child in her arms. And she sang again, ever so weakly, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And then she slept. But she recalled then the shepherds, very interesting men that crowded into that smelly, dirty birthing room, such as it was, pushing the cattle aside in order to get a better look at her little Yeshua, her little Jesus. Like they had never seen a baby before in their lives, their mouths open. But then one of them started talking about angels chanting to them and lighting their fields out there, out past Bethlehem. And when they left, once outside, she heard them hooting and hollering as they ran back through the town. Mary and Joseph laughed again and held one another with that baby safe between them. Will you join Mary in pondering tonight? I don't mean trying to figure out the events of Christmas in some sort of academic fashion. The invitation that I'm making is to weigh and feel and measure what happened out there in Bethlehem and to be moved by this great mystery. And maybe, just maybe, to join Mary in singing, my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Precious little of that rejoicing takes place these days in this cold, dark world where we believe that we can make something of ourselves without God's involvement. Mary's pondering shows us a different way, a humble way, a way that comes to God saying, I need a Savior. a way that thanks God for sending the one who saves. For there would be one more day Mary would eventually ponder. A day of darkness. A day when she stood not beside a manger, but a grotesque cross, looking up at her son whose face was racked with pain, ponder with her a love so great that it drained the very last breath from his body. And then, her firstborn son was wrapped in strips of cloth and laid in a tomb. Devastating. But then, that Sunday, word began to reach her that her son, her dear son, was no longer dead, but alive again. Can you imagine what Mary felt in those moments? Can you imagine what Mary would have pondered then, remembering in a flash as she weighed one miracle after another that had happened to her and her family and her son? Her son living. Death defeated by her Savior, by her son, by her Lord. Do you see why Mary treasured these things? Why she pondered as she did? My prayer for you this Christmas Eve is that you would weigh what happened in Bethlehem in your mind, feel it in your heart, and hold this child by faith. The one who saves has come. Amen.